And good morning. This is Pat Hayes inside the cave. Is this Alex?
Hey, Pat, this is Eric. But, yep, I do have Alex sitting right here. So
all right, very
right
good.
Now.
Thank you, Eric.
All right, yep, thanks.
Hello?
Hi, Alex. Welcome to Inside the Cave, and we want to congratulate you on being our IAD Insurance Athlete of the Week. And first off, tell us about your career in bowling. I know this last week your team won the Wildcat Blast-Off, and yesterday you had a 236 in a sweep of Ida, 30-0. So tell us about your bowling career so far.
Well, it's been pretty good, actually. Last year I won the county tournament. I averaged 230 in that. I bowled pretty good at the Wildcat Blast-Off. And then I won the LCAA singles tournament. So my bowling career has been really good. I'm very happy with myself.
Well, Pat, here's his last weekend at the Blast-Off. 236, 255, 210, 245, 246, 224. I'd say that's a pretty good weekend for you.
Oh, yeah. That's my best bowling ever.
Now, reading a little bit about, Ida was a little bit tough. Early scores weren't great, and bowling at Monroe, a little bit different lanes that you guys weren't used to. Was that something you guys had to try to figure out, the oil pattern and how things were going down there at the Monroe Sports Center?
Yes, we had to adjust differently because it wasn't the same oil pattern as every other house. It's all different there. So we all had to adjust, and once we found it, we did really good.
Now, one thing I was going to ask you about, just because Rich Lane's a little different, is, they've got, different pins. I know a lot of some houses are going to what you have down in Blissfield. Explain the difference between rolling maybe at ZZ's and at Lenawee Rec compared to what you guys have at Rich Lane's with the different pins.
So at ZZ's, it's just a normal bowling alley. They just have normal pins, just like any other alley. But at our alley, we have string pins. It's different. Instead of, like, I don't really know how to explain it that much. It's just there's string pins. And
so all the pins have string on top, so when you knock them down to set them up, instead of the regular rack, it's got the pins and the strings that hold them up, correct?
Yeah, the strings just pull everything up, and if you left like a 4-pin, it would take the 4-pin down. So instead of all the pins getting like stuck in the back like any other bowling alley, they just come straight up.
So is that harder or easier to bowl that way?
To be honest, it's way easier because the strings take out pins for you too. Like, if you leave like a solid 7-pin, the string would wrap around the 7-pin and take it out for you. So it's an advantage to both teams.
But it's a little bit different, probably, than some. Well, you guys practicing there than when you go to different houses, though, with regular pins. I know that's what most places are, but I know more and more are going to the strings just because it's a little less maintenance as well. So, do you like rolling on your home lanes as opposed to the others?
Yes, I like Blissfield way more because it's a lot easier. And they're wood lanes, too. They're not normal lanes, so they play a lot different. But I'm just used to bowling at Rich Lanes. I bowl there basically every day. So I'm used to bowling there than going to, like, 10-pin.
So tell us about the league, the LCAA league, as far as bowling is concerned. Obviously, Blissfield is kind of at the top of the league. What are some of the other schools that are competitive with you?
I would say Hillsdale. We just bowled them last Monday, or this Monday. They were a challenge, to be honest. They'll be hard at their place. And then Madison's going to be really good this year. They lost two bowlers, but they gained a couple good ones. So it will be a challenge. It won't be easy at all.
And looking at your team, you got a pretty good balance. I mean, looking at what you guys did against Ida, I mean, you had, you know, what, four or five guys that were up in the 200s. So that it's nice to have that kind of balance, especially if everybody's maybe not rolling good in the Baker games. But if you can come back and roll well in your single games, you got a good chance of winning the matches.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us, have you ever had a 300?
No, I have not. I've had a 290, though. Well, I've been close.
Yeah. So, obviously, Rich Lanes is your favorite alley to bowl on.
Yeah, for sure.
Are there any other houses that you like?
I like Jack 60 up in Jackson. That one's probably my second favorite, for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot. When we talked to a lot of the high school bowlers, that's a place that that they like. Even talking to some of the bowlers at San Nader College, what's different about Jack 60 compared to maybe some of the other local lanes?
It's because they have different pins, and you get a lot more play with them, and their lanes aren't as hard as any other ones. It's an easier house to bowl at.
Tell us about any goals that you have set for yourself this year.
I want to average 200 this year for the league, and I just want to make all my spares. That's it. Average 200 and make all my spares. Because spare shooting is really important.
Yeah, I mean, that is, you know, if you maybe don't have a great first ball, you know, you got to make up for it with that second because, you know, leaving open frames, that's what cost you a lot of points in games. So that's a good thing to think about is, you know, if you maybe you don't get a strike, but you got to make sure you come up and get that spare to make sure you're getting your points. Is that something you guys work on, you know, maybe picking up? Can you do, I know some of the different lanes now where you can kind of set up when you're practicing to pull up different pins so you've got different obstacles to, you know, throw different combinations to pick up spares. Do you guys work on that?
Oh, yeah. So we usually during practice we bowl a couple normal games, and then the other hour and a half we just shoot straight spares.
So you guys just kind of choose which pins you're going to leave up to challenge to do that?
Yeah. Most of the time we have like six lanes, and we all just most of the time we just shoot 10 spares. Once you make the 10, you move to the different lane, and et cetera.
So is it nice having, you know, some guys on your team, too, that really challenge you? Is it a nice, friendly, competitive between all you guys?
Yeah.
Tell us, I know a lot of professional bowlers carry a number of bowling balls, and even some high school bowlers carry multiple bowling balls. How many do you have?
Currently I have 8, but I only carry 6 with me, but I only use maybe 3.
And why would you use one ball over another?
It's because I'm a left-hander, and I just throw urethane the whole time, so it doesn't hook the whole lane, and that's how I do pretty good. If I throw reactive, I'll probably average 110. And when I throw urethane, I'll probably average like 210.
Now, are you a traditional one-handed, or are you a two-handed bowler?
I'm a two-handed bowler.
Okay.
Well, that's great. Well, we want to congratulate you, Alex, on being our Athlete of the Week. And we have a certificate that we will get to you and a cave towel and a cave sticker. And again, we want to congratulate you on being our Athlete of the Week.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That's Alex Kudlak from Blissfield Bowling, our Athlete of the Week. And congratulations to Alex on being our Iad Insurance Athlete of the Week. Your hard work and dedication inspire us all. Iad Insurance Agency, insurance made simple.